Hello out there, Pinkerton Academy community. It's Mr. Constant with the Astro Blast podcast, along with my sidekick,
Mrs. Bernard.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good.
Good, and we have a special, and I'm going to reiterate, special guest today.
Yes.
You want to introduce yourself there?
Sure, I am Miss Buskey, English teacher, basketball coach, and LCA advisor.
And so much more.
Yes, yes. And we thought that it would be appropriate for her to join us because she hasn't been in school for a month, which we'll get to. But we've said this a couple times on the podcast. There are members of our community that the school is just not the same place if we didn't have them, right? There's members of the community that really makes such an impact that it's just not the same if they're not there. And I would say that Miss Buskey is one of those people.
Absolutely, 100%. Oh, and yeah. It's great to have you back, Miss Buskey. We've missed you very much.
Order is restored to the universe.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. No kidding.
That's lofty. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we'll get right back to you in a moment after we do some recaps of some exciting things that have taken place here at the Academy.
Oh, yes.
We still own the Mac plaque here at Pinkerton Academy, which is very exciting.
With dominance, folks.
Yeah. Thanks to that cross-country team to start things off.
2-0 right at the beginning.
Do we know how golf did? I never found out how golf did. Oh, they didn't do good. Never mind. Mm. Sorry, Coach Soika. We'll let that one go.
So then what was the score as it stands right now is what, 6-2?
6-2.
Yeah. With
cheer
still to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so
we won't go there either.
So but
let me just mention that I do want to say something about the football game. I thought it was an outstanding football game.
It was
a lot
really
of fun.
Good.
Talking to both the coaches, they said it was terrible. They didn't like how the game flowed with penalties and interceptions. And
it was exciting.
I thought
to
it
watch.
Was the most exciting game I've seen on our field
in
a long time, if not ever. Mm-hmm. It was just a great game. Score changes, some great plays. It was really fun and
it was
exciting.
Competitive.
Yeah. It was very, that's right. It was very competitive, which we haven't seen much of this season.
Agreed.
That because we're good. Mm-hmm. It's nice to be good, but it's also nice to have a big win like that.
Agreed. And I would shout out to our student body because for the most part, it was pretty incident-free.
Yeah, I thought they were
really
great. Our fans were awesome.
Positive in their cheering. And so I'm going to backtrack for a second to talk about the pep rally.
Oh, yeah,
which I think was the best pep rally that we have had in, I don't even know, a decade at least. Maybe the best
and
one
maybe ever. It was great. I mean, I've been here for a long time, and I've seen a lot of pep rallies, and I've been involved in running pep rallies. But this one I thought was tremendous. So I thought the fans, the student body was just awesome. They were into it. Shout out to Patrick Coughlin, who made
a video,
made that video, which
that
I thought really brought the attention of kids to the pep rally.
Yeah.
I thought it was tremendous. He does some amazing work.
He really does. And you know what else I loved? I loved the fact that it wasn't just the sports teams. Really, we had a dance team. We had baton twirlers. We had, the
band.
There was just so many different groups here represented at Pinkerton, all involved in the pep rally. So it really felt like encompassing and just positive.
Yeah, just
the kids were really into it.
Well done.
I sent Mr. Breida a text after asking how it went, and he doesn't showboat. He doesn't.
No, he certainly doesn't.
He holds the line. He was really proud of this pep rally.
Yeah.
He really felt strongly that this was one of the better pep rallies.
Rightfully so. He was not off. He was.
Yeah.
It was great. It was really good.
And
that's probably because you and I were in the pep rally as black tie.
Yeah.
I believe we were
showing off our fashion
and strutting our stuff, which, by the way, is the theme
for
our game this week,
weekend,
Friday night.
Against?
BG.
Yes.
So it's dress up, wear your suit and tie and look good.
And bring an umbrella.
Oh,
because I
Friday
think it's
night?
Gonna rain.
Oh.
Yeah, more rain Saturday it looks like, but Friday might be a little wet too. So you gotta look nice, but bring an umbrella.
And it's senior night, I believe, so it's also a little celebration for
that's
the seniors
exciting.
On the team.
Nice, that's nice.
Well, good for them.
So big things there, and then we also had our freshman reception.
Yeah, that was fun. I was out there dancing.
Yes,
it was great.
He was.
I'm still sore. My hip
rug,
is still sore from that, by the way.
We also had our corn roast.
Yeah, that was great. Oh my gosh, it was so much fun. The seniors,
they had great weather.
Had a ball. It was great. They acted like little kids going down the slide. They had a bounce house.
Yeah, so fun.
Cornhole. And corn on the cob was had. And
oh, so
I'm
going to
tell you, it was probably the best corn I've had in years. It was outstanding. Mm.
Who doesn't love corn on the cob, folks? It's like American. You know what I'm saying? And then we also had, we had the homecoming dance.
Oh,
I mean,
it was tremendous.
Had, what, 900 kids, I think, that are tickets that were sold.
Yeah.
Wowzers.
And it's not just a dance anymore. I mean, again, student council. And again, John Breida and his group. Running that in a different, untraditional manner. It's not just let's just dance and stand around and eat cookies. They had games set up so the kids could take a break. I think they showed a video. There's just a variety of things to do, which makes it a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. It breaks up that evening and makes it a nice evening to be out.
Right. But for those of you who like to dance, I would be included in that category.
And we know that I do.
You can partake in that as well. So I love that.
Absolutely.
I love that.
All right, then.
And so the only other thing we wanted to just mention here is that now we're into October. It's October 4th, and we're looking at basically a month before progress reports. So now's the time to really utilize that time and flex, sign up for teachers, really work on those grades, because, academy planners, we're going to be checking your progress reports.
Yeah. Things are getting real.
Yeah.
And things are starting to really ramp up with grades.
How did it get to be October?
I know, it goes fast.
So with that, it's October, and now we have Ms. Buskey back.
I know. Aww. It's like starting the year over again.
Yeah.
So welcome back, as we said earlier, and tell our audience, in case people don't know, why you've been out, if you don't mind.
Sure. I had a pretty invasive back surgery. I've been in pain for quite a while. The last 3 years was pretty excruciating. So I finally started to walk the walk that I tell my kids, which is to take care of yourself. Tell my athletes all the time.
Sure.
Take a day off, take care of yourself, do what you need to do. Mm-hmm. And I was feeling a little bit like a hypocrite. So I started, and I just started to see an expert. And so I had a multi-level fusion. So I'm basically a robot or a transformer, whatever you want to believe. I got a lot of metal in my back.
Wow.
Can you go through a metal detector at an airport? What's the deal there?
He said he thinks I'm going to be good, but I could get a card if I need to in case I make it go off.
I have a card for my hip.
Yeah. Just so I don't get pulled aside too often. Right. My three vertebrae are becoming one in my back right now.
Wow.
I'm still healing. I'm here, but it's still fusing.
Yeah.
And they're all locked in with metal rods and screws.
Wow. But you're doing fantastically.
Right.
This is a lesson for me. If I had known it would have gone this smoothly, I would have done this earlier. I hesitated.
Yeah.
It was surgery. It's real.
Yeah.
Back surgery is real.
I was the same way with my hip. I put it off for years. My wife would tell me, go to the doctor, go to the doctor. And then I finally did it. I'm like, oh, this was great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And life changing.
Well, so what's funny is I thought I was doing a good job of masking the pain and the frustration, because chronic pain is hard.
And back
honestly, some of our kids go through this.
Yeah.
They're already dealing with chronic pain and what that does to your psyche and your emotions. And I thought I was doing a good job. I thought I was like being a fraud and people were buying it. But a few of my closest friends have said since the surgery that there is a lightness to me again. They see it in my face and just in my reactions to things. So it's nice to hear, but it's also revealing because I thought I was doing a good job.
Well,
but it's clear.
You were, but I know. I went through the same thing with my hip. Yeah. I mean, I was tough at times because I was in pain all the time and I know how you feel. So it's like a weight off your shoulders and it's great. And it's only going to get better for you as you recuperate, because you're still getting back.
Oh, I still am.
To the Ms. Buskey we all know. And
yes, I still am.
Yeah.
But and so tell us what made the recovery faster or maybe better for you that might, I don't know, just be something for our listeners to hear, take advice from.
So I really do have a strong tolerance for pain. So leading up to the surgery, I mean, I wasn't working out like I typically do. I'm still not there yet. I can't wait. I'm being very patient. But I was still.
I can feel that. I know your pain, man.
I was still riding the bike as best I could, doing as much walking as I could. So I went in relatively good shape, and the surgeon said, this is going to benefit you, that you are coming in and you're already strong. But then what I did following it, and if anybody knows me, this is very unlike me, but I was a fantastic listener and patient. I did everything that I was a soldier. I was a soldier. Just what do you need me to do? What am I supposed to do? I followed their exact protocol. I rested when they told me to rest. I got up and walked when they told me to walk. And I would say by around 4 weeks, I was feeling really good.
That's great. That's
awesome.
I was feeling good.
Good for you.
I love that so much. That's great.
So how did your kids react to you coming in the other day? They must have been excited.
You know, that was my biggest, not fear, but my biggest hesitation. And, like, it's been established for a month.
Right.
You know, and I have a way in my classroom, just going to be honest, I'm a lot. I have a way about
you have a presence.
Yes, true. And it that usually takes place on day one. Mm-hmm. So for me, it was more not how my kids are going to react, but how I have to accept where the kids are.
And adapt to them.
Yeah, and adapt to them. It's their classroom.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, you know, on day one, I never make it my class, but on day one, I'm standing there, it's like, well, this is the tone.
Right.
So I had to really think about, like, not taking away what they had already established.
Right.
And working to slowly get myself into infiltrating that.
The busky way.
The busky way. But the white day was great because it was upperclassmen. It was sports lit in my 12A.
And you know a lot of them already.
Yeah, I know a lot of them. So that day felt natural.
Right.
I was a little worried about yesterday, the red day, because it was sophomores who probably have heard of me.
Right.
Yeah.
But don't really
quite know the aura that is.
Yeah.
But they were great.
Yeah.
They really were great and ready, and they seemed excited, a little quiet, but like ready to go. And I think they'd heard things about me. And, I was lucky. I had, I didn't have like a permanent sub from outside. It was teachers in the English department
covering. Mm-hmm. Rotating through.
So, and man, they did a great job. Yeah. Shout out to those teachers.
Oh,
my kids
are
ready.
Yeah.
They didn't take it easy. Like they're prepared for me academically as well.
That's
so
awesome.
That was a huge benny for me.
Awesome.
That's great.
You know, it's interesting because I had a maternity leave that, 17 years ago, where I took the first, I was fortunate enough to take the first half of the year off. Like that was a decision that we made together at home that I was going to do that and spend that time with my now not baby anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And it was such an awesome time for me. But I remember coming in thinking this is their class,
mm-hmm.
and I'm coming in, and it's not my class.
Mm-mm.
And I had a lot of anxiety about that, but I think you also learn, you learn a little bit about yourself there, because if you're dynamic, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like you have your personality, and that's going to show through in your caring, and the kids will accept that, and they'll be excited. And so I felt like when I jumped in, I was a little nervous, but they were excited to meet me and to kind of show me who they were as a class. So it was kind of cool. It was just like a different experience for me. Mm-hmm. And I was lucky enough. I was lucky enough to have Dr. Hanlon, who is
that makes a difference.
One of the best teachers here.
It does.
So I mean, she had already established a caring, collaborative classroom. So it was so easy for me to get into.
Yep. Honestly, for me, I think I like challenges, and I like things need to get changed up. You got to throw some curveballs in your life. So I'm on year 21.
Right.
So like, if I can't handle this, what I've been doing for the last 20 years. Mm-hmm. So it's been a good challenge for me.
Mm-hmm.
Might've been different if I'm like only 5 years in, you know, I might've been a little more hesitant or feeling a little more awkward, but I just really want to make sure the kids know their ownership was with them.
Right.
And then I will just slowly, and I said, I'm a lot, I'm loud.
Yeah.
Well, your presence is certainly known, because we didn't mention this, but the LCA, I think at the pep rally was involved with that.
And they
did a tremendous job without you being here. And, you know, they definitely wanted to make you proud, I think, of what they were doing, and it definitely showed. So even though you weren't here, your presence was still felt by many students.
I have to say, I'm very proud of my LCA.
And you should be.
For the month.
Should be. And I want to give, again, some shout-outs because I had teachers who stepped in for me,
mm-hmm.
Brita, Miss Brown, Mr. Toro, and then Soika did a great job as well because he's the AD, the typicals.
Yeah, exactly. I'm thinking those people we mention all the time.
Yes.
They are true Pinkerton people.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then Soika with being the AD now, like the assistant AD, it's not easy for him to do some LCA stuff.
Right.
He really did step up.
Yeah.
And the kids were just, the kids took off, man.
They're great kids. I mean, they're well-rounded students and people.
Yeah. And we had a few of them on a few weeks ago, mm-hmm. and I just could not be prouder of those kids, especially with the charge that they have to, you know, look at mental health awareness and to spread that, you know, the word about support. You know, I just was so proud of them for recognizing a need and standing up to say we can do something about it. There's so many people in our community who say, oh, this is wrong, but don't take action to fix it. And here we have some young people who are doing that. Yeah. And oh gosh, like they're an example for us all. I'm just so proud of them.
Well, let me ask, because it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and we do a lot with, I know Dig Pink Volleyball has done their Dig Pink night on Wednesday. Is the LCA involved in that? Are we doing anything for the football game?
The
maybe?
Brockton game is the pink elk game.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
the Brockton
game
is the pink elk game.
Oh, Brockton. Yep. Those are fun. Yep. Oh, you should go to that game, kids.
Yeah.
That's a fun game.
Really cool. Really cool.
That's awesome.
Hey, well, I just want to say, you know, I'm proud of you for setting an example. Okay. I know this was really hard for you, and you've articulated that, but I also know that you're somebody who's a very, like tough person on yourself. Like, you have a lot of goals. You don't take time to rest because you feel connected. You feel that you, you know, have a place in this community, and like you need to be working towards things, and like people need you, right? Like, and for you to take that time for yourself, and take care of yourself and love yourself is an example for us all. So thank you for that.
I appreciate that.
Well said.
Thank you.
Well,
I appreciate it. It was, I had to really mentally prepare myself and emotionally prepare myself before the surgery. I was talking to my family about it, and my family's funny. They were shocked by how well, like, you're being so good, because they're so used to me being sassy.
Doing your own thing.
Being sassy and a brat and being independent.
Yeah.
But yeah, thank you for that, because I'm actually kind of proud of myself. You know, I'm willing to say that, like how I handled this. And this past 2 days have been great, so I feel better because I'm like, okay, I'm back here. But I'm also really proud of like how September went for Pinkerton. Like, it was cool.
Yeah.
It was at the same time cool to be on the sidelines in the background, just kind of watching and being like, look at us go.
And it's been a great start to
it
the
really
year.
It really has been. Yeah,
it really has been.
And maybe that's nice for all of us to realize that we could step away if we need to for ourselves, and things will go on, you know?
Right.
And there's a lot of people who step up and help out.
Absolutely.
And that's what this community is all about, you know? And sometimes when they do that, you know, that just shows you how much they care for you when they step up like that. So,
you mean kind of when I was out for my hip and you took over for me in my office?
I was termed as fake Roger.
You'll always be fake Roger.
Well, you know, I mean, nobody can fill your shoes.
No, but look at where we are now. We're together.
You're a tag team now.
Yeah. That's right.
You're so lucky.
I am. I'm so lucky to be here in the presence of both of you.
I know.
Wonderful women in my life.
Know,
it's
right?
awesome.
That's right.
But hey, Ms. Buskian, I'm going to call you Lonnie. Thanks for coming on today.
You are welcome. Thank you for inviting me.
It's great to have you back. We are very excited to see you, and I'm sure the kids are more excited than we are, because you are a great presence here at the Academy.
So thank
you.
It feels good to be home. Not going to lie. It feels good to be home.
I feel like that missing puzzle piece is back.
Aww.
Yeah. Hey, so I'll say it. We didn't have her do an official shout-out, but she did shout-out to many people today.
She did.
I got Mr. Kane, Ms. Freeman, Ms. Sasso, Ms. Radonis. The list goes on of all the people who stepped up for me.
That's great.
Well, so we'll shout out to the entire English department.
Yeah, I like that too.
Go.
They made me meals. They made me meals.
Is
they
that right?
Oh my God. I had almost 2 days a week, I had people showing up with meals for me.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
that's
I have good
amazing.
People.
Can you send them my way?
They even put your picture all over the place.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just really kind of them.
Yeah. It was nice.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, hey, it's nice getting out to be on the airways with you guys.
Yes. Thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
All right.
Bye-bye, everyone.